Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and all that. Produced, posted, and hosted by people in recovery who have strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
I think so. I mean, I think there's a lot, you know, if you think about every addict has, you know, family, and they always say, like, it's a family that suffers.
No.
You know, the family is addicted. And there's a couple different chapters in the big book to talk about, you know, the family afterwards. And so there's a lot of dealing with family and the expectations that come with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't live with your mom, so.
No, my parents live in Michigan as well as my grandma, my dad's mom, and then. Yeah. I actually just came back. Me and my mom just drove back from Michigan I spent Christmas there.
Nice.
And then she came over here for New Year's.
Home for the holidays.
Yes, sir.
How was that?
I mean, my home's kind of here or in Florida, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of home for the holidays.
Yeah, my mom's kind of home for the holidays. My mom's still in the room, by the way, so she might chime in a little bit. But it was cool. I mean, it was...
How many feelings did you experience?
Well, we are talking about feelings. Yeah. a lot. I mean, every day I feel everything.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So you're 7 months
mm-hmm.
in a row.
Yep. Consecutive.
Yep. And okay. So what's starting to happen for you that you're... What are you noticing about yourself that... You haven't noticed in a while.
The cravings are going away.
Okay.
I no longer crave for alcohol or liquor. It's funny because we were just talking about, me and Leslie were just talking about non-alcoholic beer and sober bars and all that stuff.
Right.
But.
So when you say the cravings, like, what do you mean? Like a physical craving? Or do you mean like just the mental escape? And you feeling like beer or alcohol is the way to the escaping.
It was more mental because I don't know if I ever physically, craved. Like I never went through physical withdrawals.
Yeah.
It was weird because I drank a lot, but I never went through physical withdrawals. And some people are just like that. I'm one of the lucky ones. But so for me, it was just kind of, it's more of a mental thing, right?
Yeah, so your mind's going, you're in sobriety. Tell me if this is accurate. You're sober. You've been sober for a little bit now. You're starting to face things in life.
Yep.
And there's still that wiring or the old programming in your brain that says, I don't like this. I want to escape because that's my old pattern is to escape things that I don't like.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to run away from everything.
Right.
You know, but in sobriety, working the steps, it's you don't run. You know, like you can run.
You can.
And some people still do.
And you suffer for it.
Yeah. Sometimes like I've ran before and I've relapsed. You know, so now I'm facing everything head on.
Feelings
head on.
Facing your feelings.
Facing my feelings head on. I didn't actually think we were talking about feelings. I don't like talking about my feelings.
Well, the thing that's interesting about feelings, right, is, you know, I always say, like, feelings are real. They're true.
Yeah.
And they're important.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes for us addicts, they are the most important thing. Yeah. And to begin to face your feelings and understand, you know, that it's usually like you have a thought, and that thought then creates a feeling, and then the feeling sometimes will, for us who are an addict, lead to subconscious behavior. We just kind of go there. We follow our feelings, you know. And
it's like feelings are real, not reality.
Right. That's good.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
No, but I like that. That's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, if they're real, but they're not reality. And the
but
thing is,
not your reality. It's not actually what you're going through.
You get to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the longer you continue to on this path, the more in tune you become with the feelings, mm-hmm. and you're able to say, you know, like what I notice myself doing is I'll get a feeling. Sometimes I'll get a feeling of like, I don't know, sadness. That's what it is. Like, try to keep it simple. I get a sense of sadness. I'm like, what? And so usually what I would used to do is I would just take that feeling and ride with it, because obviously this feeling is real in reality, right? Yep. And how do I become unsad? Or I would take that sadness, and this is even in sobriety, right? But now being able to say, oh, I'm feeling sad right now. Why am I feeling sad? And then start to take a logical breakdown, right, of, okay, what have my last 5 minutes been, right? What thought started this train of sadness going down, you yeah. know? And, you know, when somebody close to you dies, or there's an event that happens that's sad, then sadness is an appropriate, healthy, emotioned response to that.
Yeah.
But if you're everything's great and your mind thinks of something, and then you go into this state of feeling sad, then that's kind of where I think the damage comes. That's where I get out of recovery, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not in tune with reality.
Yeah.
So a guy that's been on our show a lot, Dan.
Dan
the Healing Man really helped me with this. And just one conversation, it's like it doesn't take a lot. But the one conversation he had was like, you know, talking about doing some cognitive behavioral therapy thinking, right? And go, okay, what's the logical conclusion here? Like, why am I feeling sad? I'm feeling sad because I had this thought. Is that thought true? No, it's not true. Can I do anything about that? Yeah, I can. You know, I don't have to ride that thought. Mm-hmm. Like, that thought wasn't true. So I can move forward. And that doesn't necessarily mean the feeling goes away right away, but it means that I get to kind of just like what the saying is, like, do the next right thing.
Yeah.
Because that's all I can do. And eventually that feeling of sadness will subside and I'll be back to the present moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my 10th step right now.
Yeah.
Which has brought a lot of, you know, like awareness to my actions and my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like realizing what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And so like that type of sadness that you were talking about, where it's like, okay, why am I sad? Like, what have I been doing? That's been I've been taking a look at.
Yeah.
You know, and then making sure that my actions are appropriate, I guess would be the right word, to those feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like, and even not appropriate, like, I feel sad. All right, cool. Go get out of myself. Right. You know what I mean? Go get into somebody else. Go mm-hmm. be there for the next alcoholic. Go be there for the next human being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And get out of that sadness.
Right.
See, this is, I mean, the program, the 12 steps and everything, and God have taught me to face my feelings head on.
Yeah.
And actually change the way that I feel, in order to better myself and better the next person, help yeah. better the next person.
And there's also nothing wrong with feeling sad.
No,
and that's the weird, like, wiring addicts we have, right? It's like, I feel uncomfortable. I want to get out of this uncomfortability as fast as I can. So I'm going to call somebody, or I'm going to go to a meeting. It's like, just get me out of this uncomfortability.
Yeah.
And to begin to start going, you know, being uncomfortable is a normal part of life. Like, you know, I know people who are not addicts, and when they're uncomfortable, they just deal with it. Yeah. They don't, you know, the whole world doesn't have to freaking know that they're uncomfortable. But for me, it's like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I got to call 3 people and I got to do this whole thing. And so personally, I've been trying to not lean on that, and starting to feel that, like, okay, if I do feel uncomfortable, then so what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Be uncomfortable for a little bit.
It's a push to grow.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, yeah. Uncomfortability brings growth.
Absolutely.
You know, every time you're uncomfortable, you grow a little bit, because you walk through that uncomfortability.
Yeah.
You know, and every time you walk through something, you have another experience to say, hey, I just did this. Like,
yeah.
And that's how you grow as a human being.
Embrace.
You know.
Embrace. So, you know who Ram Dass is?
Ram Dass. I feel like I've heard of it
before. So he's like a philosopher, spiritual teacher. He just recently died.
Okay.
And I'm reading one of his books called How Can I Help? And in it, the third chapter is about suffering. Mm-hmm. And it's about embracing the suffering and going through the suffering. He even had a meditative practice to go through. To go through the suffering. And one of the statements he said is that sometimes the avoidance of the pain is more painful than the pain itself.
That was a lot.
Yeah. So when we avoid the pain, right, we do all these things to not feel the pain, right, or get out of the pain, it ends up creating more pain.
Yeah.
Than if we were just to say, okay, I'm going to embrace this tough situation. What does the pain have to teach me? Like what you just described, right?
Yeah.
The other side of this pain, the other side of this suffering is what? And I think it's so true. The other side of suffering is freedom, right?
Another experience, freedom.
Yeah.
And see, like, I always kind of like, I've gotten to this place in my life, which is really cool, but like, I go through a lot, like I've been through a lot of pain, right? Like I've been through a lot of experiences. I've been through a lot of ups and downs throughout my recovery, throughout life, right? Just as much as anybody else, you know? And I've gotten to this place where I no longer regret things that I've been through.
Yeah.
Or things that I could have done or things that I could have done differently, like, I've gotten to this place where like regret just kind of isn't in my vocabulary anymore.
Yeah.
And it's because like I said, like every single thing that I have been through, right? Every single feeling that I've felt, every single pain I've endured, every single happiness that I've had, every single relapse, every single loss, every single everything has led me to this moment right now where I'm at.
Right.
You know, and there's not a place that I'd rather be than where I'm at right now in life. You know, it's just made me into the person that I am. It's made me into the man that I am. And I'm finally at a place where I'm like happy to be who I am.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very hard for me to kind of regret.
Yeah.
Things that have been in my life.
Yeah. So, and we caught you on a good day.
We did.
You know, because on bad days, none of that shit's coming out of our mouth.
I'm not gonna feel that way, but it's still
a principle, and that's why we live by principles.
Yeah,
ideally.
Yeah,
we live by the principles of these things because like again, like how we feel can determine a lot of stuff. But if we're living by the principle and to do the next right thing and to help another person, not just so that I can feel better about myself. Leslie's leaving.
Just way by.
She has mother duties to do.
Sorry, we got the other mom in here now. My mom.
So, yeah, man, you know, feelings.
Feelings. Let's talk about feelings.
Let's talk about feelings. Yeah, I was about to.
My mom said we should have that playing in the background before you got here.
Well, you know, I think we might do another podcast tomorrow. And then next year is 2 days away.
Yep. Next year is on Wednesday.
It's a month away.
I'll see you guys next year.
Yeah, right. Which, you know, like this year I'm just choosing to, it's just a date change, right? Mm-hmm. The reality is there's not much really significant that happens, you know? Other than, I guess, maybe there's a collective consciousness of humans that come together and say, oh, this is special, so we're all going to celebrate it. And so maybe that does put specific energy into the universe, in which does create ripple effects, and it is significant. But in reality,
that word too happened.
In reality, it's just a click of the date.
It's just, you're not going to be writing 19 anymore. You're going to be running 20.
Right. So. I'm choosing to, you know, we're going to work through this week. We're shooting a podcast on the first day of the year, and I'm really excited about that. I feel a sense of excitement for what we're doing.
Recovery Rundown?
We're doing Recovery Rundown. Yep. We missed last week. A couple people asked about it, which was cool. and really excited about Recovery Rundown. I really like doing that.
It's a cool project.
What's up? What, you need the keys? You need the keys.
We're all the way live right now. All the way. That's kind of corny. All the way live.
You got to come get on camera. Say hi. I
was on camera. She was on camera before you were. Bye.
Yeah, so it's kind of exciting to do what we're doing. And last night I was at the State Farm Arena.
How was that?
With a client. It was good. You know, Cedric the Entertainer was the headliner. D.L. Hughley, you know, sold out. And it was cool. But there was that moment last night where it was like, you know, you kind of get that comparison trap where it's like, okay, this is big. And then we're going to go back to my little office space or studio space in Roswell. Like with these iPhones in front of us. And it's kind of like, geez. But it was good because, you know, and I went through feelings last night driving home.
Feelings.
I had those feelings. It's like, oh.
That was such a high
moment. Oh, we're never going to be this big. We're never, you know, it's like, and then, you know, but.
You know why that happened though, right?
Why?
Because last night was at a 10, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you're bringing it back down to like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, I'll say 3 or 4. But
yeah, well, 3 or 4, uh-huh. Whatever. You know what I mean? But as addicts, we're all about highs and lows.
Right. Right?
So the highest of our highs,
yeah,
will be on top of the world and we'll love it. And then we go back down just a little bit and it'll feel fucking low.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So you go from this dynamic, energizing event into the vehicle, into a car.
No.
You know? And I brought home some... Because, you know, they have catering backstage, so I had some to-go boxes. No shame about me, dude. I rolled out my little roller of camera equipment. Yeah, with a bunch of food in my thing. So I'm driving home just eating fruit and hot wings. In my sadness and in my feelings. But, you know, like the other end of that, right? Like you said, like getting through that. Mm-hmm. And then coming to this, to the studio here today. And just being appreciative of what we do have and what we're doing. And also, like, looking at the reality of what we have and what we do.
Yeah.
And the impact that we're having. And I would really like to see the impact of what we're doing increase.
Yeah.
You know, I really do want to see more comments. I want to see more likes. I want to see more shares. You know, what's the value if we change one life, right? Like, what's a life worth, right? It's worth all of it. And that's something great to say. And, yeah, I guess at the core we believe that. But, you know, you want to feel like there's that all the effort, you know, all the hours of volunteer time, all the stress of trying to run and maintain a nonprofit and do this stuff and continue it. And how do we continue to do it now that we have a space? And how do we continue to fund it? And all those things. I'd love to see that, okay, we're making enough waves. And I think that was the big thing that I took away from. That's like the honest moral inventory, is to say, okay, what do we got to do to make more waves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we got to continue to create good content, continue to keep the content improving, and we got to figure out some, you know, some other ways of getting exposure and getting out there.
Well, I think honestly, like, I don't want to say too much yet because nothing's set in stone, but that project that we were talking about earlier that I brought to the table will...
There's a lot of opportunities.
There's a lot of opportunities with that project.
Yeah.
And also, like, we're just one person away. You know what I mean? Like, we just got to keep working.
Right. That's a great way to say
that. That one right person
right.
that listens or hears our content could help us tremendously. You know,
really,
and not only help us, but because our mission is to help end the stigma and educate on addiction and mental health.
Yeah,
it's not only helping us.
Good job bringing that in.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Great.
It's not only helping us, but it's helping everybody else.
You know,
everybody that watches our content, the people that we actually do this for.
Or, right. Like that's one of my best friends growing up. He donated. a significant amount, and didn't say anything about it. You know, I just was happened to be on the system, and I saw the donation came in, and it's just like, okay, when someone believes in you like that,
yeah,
to put their money down like that, it's like, okay, let's keep pushing, let's keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, and then also thinking too, like all those guys, like my client who was hosting the show, you know, I remember him, we met almost 20 years ago, and he was just starting out, you know, and we were doing these little hole in the wall clubs in Los Angeles, tiny little on, I think it was on Washington Boulevard or something, right next to the Okie Dog. The Okie Dog, right? The Okie Dog is a tortilla, a hot dog,
okay,
and carne asada,
okay,
and like cheese whiz,
okay,
and like chili, and some onions, and it's all wrapped up. That's called the Okie Dog. Boy, that was so good.
That's a California thing, huh?
That's a Cali thing. So he started there, right? So look, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Right? To get to a point where you're rocking a stage. And so he's kept at it, and he pushes, and, you know, he's done the, he does the work, and so that's what we got to do. That's true in this. It's true in recovery, too, right? We just, you know, you keep pushing. And there have been times in my sobriety when I have definitely questioned, is this all worth it? Like, you know. But you just keep going. You keep doing the next right thing. As corny as that is, whatever that is for you. And, man, at some point there's a shift. There's a turn. Like what you just said, right? There's been a shift in you now where you're, like, not looking at your past, which is one of the promises, right? You're not regretting your past anymore. You're realizing that, that your past is, has been a pathway to where you are now.
Yeah.
And with gratitude, you can be at peace and content with where you are.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I've ever really wanted to be is, you know, at peace with life.
Yeah.
You know, but then also working the steps. And one of my childhood dreams was, I don't know if my mom might remember this, but she's looking at me right now. But in Florida, we used to, there was times where I would, like, collect change for homeless people. She's shaking her head. Yes, she remembers.
Yeah.
And I used to just want to, like, I'd see homeless people on the streets, and I just want to help them out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
Like, and I really did. Like, I felt like there was something that I could have done, you know, and there was. And
yeah.
So I got change, and, you know, I don't know if, I think we brought it to him or something. I don't remember, but.
We donated it for Thanksgiving dinner one year.
We donated it for Thanksgiving dinner.
For the
nice. Look at you.
But that's what I get to do every day.
That's right.
You know, I get to do that every day because we don't know this or not. I mean, some of those homeless people could have been addicts.
Yeah.
You know, other ones could have just had bad luck.
Yeah.
Could have lost everything. Who knows what they were going through, but the fact is, I mean, a lot of them are addicts, you know?
Yeah.
And now every single day when I come here or I go back to my rehab insight or I go to my meetings or I go to functions or, I mean, there's not a day that goes by where I don't get to help somebody.
Yeah.
You know? And as a kid, that's what I wanted to do, was just help people.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. So there's a bunch of gratitude in that. You know, it's just me choosing whether or not to actually pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's like when, you know, when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God and, you know, or the kingdom of heaven, and people sometimes think that, oh, that's like some after you die shit, but I think a lot of that, what he's talking about is like what you're, that's you entering into that. That's at least how, what I see it as, like you're entering in this, you're participating in the lifting up of your fellow man, loving other people where they are, helping them to get to the next day or the next minute, the next hour, the next meal. And that to me is what entering the kingdom of God is, right? Like there's even like Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is in you, right? And so like, and that's where you tap into that whole, I mean, the 12 steps lead you to that same place, right? Where you start giving it back and you start realizing that, man, this is what it's all about,
yeah.
You know? So also, Kermit's butt. He's got a cute little butt. Can you get a close up on that? Look at that.
Hold on, hold on.
And oh, I don't know if it's a he or a she. I'm not assuming.
It's too bright.
I'm not assuming Kermit's gender. But this is a cute little
butt. I think Kermit's a guy.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, but I don't have any factual evidence to back that up on.
Namaste. Namaste.
But I'm pretty sure Kermit's a guy. I could be wrong, though. I might guess some people.
This is Kermit. It bears a striking resemblance.
It just might be a frog. You know? Yeah. I might have some people on Facebook Live right now that's kind of like, yo, that's a girl, bro. You're sexist.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And I'm sorry if that's the truth.
If that's how
you
feel.
I'm sorry.
If that's how you feel.
That's not how I meant to come across, you know, but it's also how you feel.
Right? Yeah.
Let's talk about feelings. We should just say that after everything. Let's talk about feelings.
Let's talk about feelings. So, all right. So you're starting to experience some good things, and that's good. And what else are you realizing about yourself?
About myself?
Now that you're starting to awaken.
I'm starting to realize that every day I still have more shit to work on.
Oh.
Like more stuff, depressing. Like more stuff just keeps coming. Like I'm not done.
Yeah.
Like I'm not done growing. I'm not done being the best version of myself that I could be.
Ah.
I was just talking to one of my counselors, Adam Schwartz. I was talking to him about it today, because I'm about to graduate from Insight in like 3 or 4 months.
Cue the applause sound effects.
Yeah, finally after it'll be 3 years come that point. But it's just like, yeah, cool. I'm in this good spot now. But there's still more things that I just know that I have to work on.
You know? Yeah, you need to continue to challenge yourself.
Yeah, I need to continue to push myself to become the best version of me. And one of those things is balancing like here and Insight, because I have so much stuff that I want to get back to Insight, you know, after, because I'm not gonna be there after 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Like I'm done. You know what I mean? So I'm really trying to, like, when I'm there, like, when I'm here, I'm here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to change any schedules or anything like that. When I'm here, I'm here.
Right.
But when I'm there, I really need to focus in on
being there
and actually going in and, like I was saying before, helping the next suffering alcoholic or addict or whatever they are, next human being.
Yeah.
We're all just humans. We all bleed the same blood.
So can I share with you something that's helped me to be present?
What's up?
It's more of a Buddhist philosophy, but it's that when you breathe in, know that you're breathing in. And when you breathe out, know that you're breathing out.
I just did it.
Yeah.
I was knowing.
You pay attention to that? but not that it's just a breath, right?
Yeah.
But paying attention to that, this is an in-breath. Yeah. That's an out-breath, you know? And there's something about that, if you continue to practice that, that brings you into the present space.
It's almost like a meditation, it seems like.
It is. It's a breathing meditation that can be done as you're
doing
things.
Yeah.
You can sit in silence and do that. That drives me crazy, but...
sitting in silence in general kind of drives me crazy.
Yeah. But that's really been helpful to get me into the present. And so there's Thich Nhat Hanh is the one who... I heard this from
Tech Nine for a second.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
And he says that, you know, the blue sky is in the present. You know, the trees are in the present. That all the things that we want or need are in the present. And so when we focus in our in breath and our out breath, it brings us to the present where we can access all of those things. And to reference that, the kingdom of God is now. Right, it's in this very moment, and when we start going into the future reality, which is what we do, you know. So there's something about maybe when you're getting there, that maybe you're like in your brain's kind of going, "Let's hurry up. What's next?"
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much where I'm. And not only that, but like, I'm like, this is what I love to do. Right, is like video production.
Oh
like
yeah,
what
right.
I'm doing here, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
but it's like, since this is what I love to do so much, like when I'm not here, half the time, this is what I'm thinking about.
Right.
Like you were saying, like, how can I make this better? Or how can I do this video better? Or how can I make Most High Media better?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, sometimes I'll just be thinking about that shit. And which is, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But at the same time, like, when I'm not here, like, I gotta, like, there's other things I gotta focus on.
Yeah.
You know, especially being an addict, like, because I'll just crack out on anything. And you see me here crack out on just being here and doing these things. And you've told me to go home plenty of times. You're like, just go home. Go home. Go hang out with people. Go do whatever. And I'll be like, after this.
Well, that's why it's progress, not perfection. Like you say, you're seeing other things about yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of that comes from value systems, and you'll learn that as you continue to grow and do what you're doing, you know? And part of it too is like, you know, so what's the big deal if you found something you love and that you're passionate about and that's like energizing you, like, you know,
to do more.
Right. Yeah. 'Cause you're in your 20s, right?
I mean, I'm 25.
Yeah.
I got time.
It's like, that's kind of the time when you really should be passionate and go and, like, you know, evangelical about whatever it is you're doing, right? Because you have a lot of that energy about you to do that stuff. Because the older you get, the less that, you know. I have to, when I wake up, I have to remember.
You're still pretty passionate about all this.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I guess so. Cool. Well, I don't know if there's anybody. I don't have my phone on me because I had like 4 phone calls in a row, and I was like, I can't do this and be on here. Is there anybody online there? Anyone talking?
Hold on. Not for a bit. Somebody say something? Oh, there's 8 viewers right now.
Oh, hey. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Natalie.
Natalie.
Yay, Mama Costa. I think sober bars could be a good thing and a bad thing. It could promote more fellowship in the young community, but it could also be a weird thing to be in a bar type of space.
Oh, who's in that?
Natalie.
Oh.
The people who haven't been sober for very long, it could be strange. I don't think I would go to one because it's weird for me personally.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. Like, I drank alcoholically.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not saying I'm not an alcoholic, but I think I'm more so a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if I went to a sober bar and they were like, here, take these sober pills, that could probably be triggering for me in a way. I could be like, kind of like,
you were joking around about having like sober cocaine.
Yeah, right. Sober cocaine. Like you're storing some like powder that doesn't do anything to you. Yeah, that would probably be triggering.
That would be weird. Yeah.
Right. I totally get it. And that's why it's kind of controversial, right? It's a controversial thing. Like, will it help? Will it won't? Who knows?
But having necessarily like a sober space, it's not necessarily like an AA meeting, you know what I mean? But just like a place where people who are sober can go during the day or at night or wherever if like they want to not necessarily go to a meeting, but have fun and be with people.
Yeah. Maybe we like do like a, instead of like you gotta be 21 or over, you gotta be like 90 days or over. You gotta show us your 90 day chip to get in.
It's like your ID.
Yeah. You need a year. You need 18 months or more. Show us your 18 month chip.
But all they have to do
I left it at home, man. I promise. No, man.
I'll show you my app, man. I'll show you my app. Here, hold on.
You can't come in unless you got that chip. And then you got to have like a letter from your sponsor or something.
Letter of recommendation. I recommend this bar to my sponsee.
Yeah. My sponsee is allowed to visit. That's some controversial stuff right there.
They say, hi, Christian. I miss you.
Oh, who says that?
I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Joao. Yeah.
Accents always are kind of weird for me. So.
Yeah.
But they said, hey, Christian, I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Yeah.
What's up, Hutch? Hutch is, Natalie just said, I love that. Hutch and Natalie are dating and they are very good friends of mine.
Yeah.
They both say, what's up? Or Hutch hasn't said yet, what's up yet, but he's watching. What's up, Hutch? And Natalie said that she loved what you were just saying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was just messing around, but that might be a good thing, right? A little chip system to get in.
I don't know if she was talking about that necessarily. I don't know exactly what she was talking about that she loves.
That's said a lot.
It's kind of weird having like the comments because you don't know like when they're saying it. Doesn't say when they said I love that until after we're done.
Oh, the time. Yeah, you got to be having it on there.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to be a chat moderator during these, we would love for you to come by to the Roswell studio. Just hit us up, message us. We need chat moderators.
Mosai Media.
We need, what else do we need? We need people to share like their strength, hope, their struggles.
We can always go for more podcasts.
Absolutely. Always. Like I wanted this to be four or five of us talking because mm-hmm. It just kind of gets more fun that way. But Leslie had to leave, and James is in the other room writing recovery.
We could have my mom on, but we want to save that for tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to save that. It's more of a personal thing
that we're gonna do.
Yeah, I'll be in the background playing church chords for you guys.
There you go. Please do. Like if Fender sad Rhodes. Comes up, just hit the sad one.
Yeah, know. D minor.
Sad one for Oh My God.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. I haven't really changed these camera views. I've been like so focused on the conversation.
That's all right. It is what it is. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're excited. We got this Kratom documentary we're working on. That's going to be good.
Coming soon.
Hopefully.
That other documentary coming.
Hopefully
soon.
We got something else. Working on something. We're trying to work on something in Hawaii.
That'd be dope.
Just because I want to go to Hawaii.
Or Cali. You said we're going to go to Cali this year.
We're definitely going to Cali.
So we're going to Cali this year.
Yep. So,
I don't have my passport yet. I need to get my passport this week.
You don't need a passport to go to California.
I'm not saying for Cali or I'm not saying for Cali or for Hawaii.
America is made up of states.
I know. I can go to Puerto Rico. You want to go to Puerto Rico?
No.
Let's hit up some meetings.
Yeah, there we go. Some recovery.
Let's do a little documentary in Puerto Rico or something.
Yeah, we could do like, you know how that guy does that tour when he goes to all these different food places.
Yeah, we can go to different meetings.
Do a meeting tour.
That's what I was thinking about. I thought about that. Like, what if we got a bunch of money
and got a bus
and just went around the world to different meetings?
Around the world,
3 months.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Well, I'm pretty much done talking at this point. I got to get back to work.
I need to go smoke a cigarette.
I've dropped enough wisdom. And talked about enough of my feelings.
Feelings.
So
my feelings.
If you're in recovery and you want a place to come hang out, hit us up, message us. You don't have to do anything. You can just come here and get Wi-Fi and drink some coffee and kick it. Yeah. And if you want to get involved and you want to work behind the scenes, you want to get in front of the camera, if you're a talent, if you can sing, if you can, do poetry, you want to share your art and creative powers with the universe and those eyes within it, then come see us. We would love to, be able to give you a place to do that, platform to do that on.
We both engineer and have backgrounds in music, so could definitely help.
Yep. If you're into the tech aspect of it, there's lots more that we could be doing. So
definitely,
we need more people.
We just want to help people. That's it.
That's it.
Any way possible. So hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
The Most High Show.
Yep.
Download our app.
Yep.
Most High Media.
Yep.
Hit me up on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Hit us up on Instagram. The Most High Show.
Slide into my DMs, girl.
Just DM us. No, but for real, get in contact with us. The Most High Show or our app, Most High Media. And
that's it.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Actually, I won't see y'all. Y'all will see me tomorrow.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say see you next year.
Yeah, no, tomorrow's not next year, man. Right. Tomorrow's still 2019. Cool. Tomorrow, I will say I'll see y'all next year.
I bet you will.
I'm corny like that.
All right. So. Peace and blessings to you all.
All right. Peace.